You Can't Make It Up, show number 226 for December 3rd, 2012. And by my calendar and the Mayan calendar, we've only got a few shows left, Ken.
Well, if I put something on layaway and the world ends, do I have to pay for it?
No.
Checking.
I have another question, being an old TV and radio news guy.
Yeah.
Is CNN going to cover the end of the world?
This is
the kind of crap people always have to lay on me. It's not my fault.
CNN.
And if so, who's sponsoring it?
Well, if it's Fox, we know who they're going to blame for it, right?
We make it up. You cover your ass.
Thank you.
Ken, I have to thank you for yet another TV news soundbite gone bad.
Uh-oh.
It's good to know that even New York City anchors are not immune to the malady. I like to call and sometimes demonstrate fumble tongue. The big story last week in bloody old England was the visit to Cambridge by Prince William and Kate. We don't know if Pippa was along for the ride.
Well, people just get over it.
Anyway, New York City's CBS 2 news anchor Rob Morrison Rob Morrison teased the upcoming segment.
Still to come, Tony with an easy recipe that is perfect for entertaining.
Also, the reason why the latest royal visit was extra special for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Excuse me. Come on now.
Somehow royalty gets tainted when you start something you find around the house every day. Say this in good white. So Rob Morrison used to be there. I'm sure he still has his job, but...
Let me ask, though.
Yeah.
You just said you've been a newscaster for quite some time, right?
Mm.
You ever get a little brain cramp and something came out that shouldn't?
Nothing like that.
Well...
Not even close.
No, darn it.
No. Now, how about you?
No, I've had colleagues say things that I can't say right now.
I bet you can't.
But one of them had to do with World Cup soccer. That's all I'm going to say.
You cannot make it up. From New York City, the lady's name goes by one name, Kaylin.
Mm-hmm.
And her tune is called Island off her debut EP, Fallen from the Sun. Ken, that voice, remind you of anyone?
I keep looking for a place to moor my weary ships.
You know what? I'm drawing a blank. It'll hit me as soon as we're done.
Her bio notes say she's been compared to Kate Bush.
Yeah.
I hear a little of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they mean maybe her songwriting, but Kaylin's music stylings have drawn comparisons also to Peter Gabriel, Radiohead, and from the UK, Massive Attack.
Hmm.
She first gained notoriety fronting the avant funk band known as Ladybug Stingray. What they do on stage is kind of interesting. They combine performance art with abstract dance grooves, and they toured extensively from coast to coast, from New York City's Webster Hall to Brooklyn's The Knitting Factory to to L.A.'s Whiskey A Go-Go, major venue. Her music is kind of a blend of trip-hop and alternative and electronica and, of course, piano rock. And we'll put a link out there on the show notes to Kaylin and music from her debut EP, Fallen From the Sun.
Well.
Yes.
No, I just don't know what they meant by performance art. What, they take off their clothes and cover themselves in chocolate? I mean, what?
Well, no, I'm looking at, we'll put a picture out there on the site.
Okay,
she's got a what looks to be a tattoo covering half her face of a piano keyboard, black keys, white keys.
Yep.
Oh. Mike Tyson-esque.
Oh, great. Yeah.
It could have been somebody.
Okay.
Could have been a contender. This is You Can't Make It Up. We do this show because mankind's capacity for stupidity is utterly limitless. To make us feel better about our own faux pas, we tell you about other people's. And the show originates just so we have somebody to blame, some place to go and go, ah.
Right.
Two2kenscomedy.com. We call it Two Kens because...
We both are.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can reach us if you want to email us. If you know stupid, if you see stupid, if you hear stupid,
if you are,
if you're watching Channel 2 CBS and you have the guts to admit it, email us at feedback@2kenscomedy.com. I understand you have another You Can't Make It Up travelogue.
Yes, it is another You Can't Make It Up travelogue. Now, in the past, we told you about cities whose names are such that the locals would be hard-pressed to say that they're proud to be from there. Hmm. Well, even if you live in a normal city with a normal name, like, you know, Chicago or whatever, you might still live on a street with an unfortunate name that you might not want to say out loud.
Yeah.
Well, our crack research staff...
They're on crack.
We've uncovered a few, and these are actual places, actual streets. We're not making it up. You know, it's one thing to live and bask in the sun in Kailua, Hawaii, unless, of course, you live on Poo-Poo Lane.
Poo-Poo.
Where do you live? I'm on Poo-Poo. How about you?
Comes on a platter.
If you're in Michigan, in Cedar, you might say with pride that you live on, it's a real place, Psycho Path.
That moved that to Wisconsin.
Yes. Thank you.
Governor's Mansion, to be specific.
Over in the great state of New Jersey, over in Great Meadows, I really feel kind of bad for the folks who live in constant fear because they live on Shades of Death Road.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Death.
And they're almost as unhappy as the folks in Harbor, New York, who live on Mount Misery Drive.
Yes. Oy.
You know what? I wouldn't want to be the real estate agent that has to kind of sell those places.
No. You'll love it here at Mount Misery.
How about Queens, New York? Now, don't be surprised if people look funny at you. Well, if you're in Queens, they're going to look funny at you anyway.
Yeah.
Especially if you reside on Purves Street.
Yeah. Come on. That can't be a real street, is it?
P-U-R-V-E-S. That's how they spell it. But we say it, Purves.
Are there any curves on Purves Street?
Try saying that five times fast, yes. Mr. Eckerbed. Rob, you want to try that one?
No, Rob.
The latest royal visit was extra special for the Duke.
No, we're going to give his tongue a week off. A
couple more. If you're a landlord and you have a rental property, an apartment building, you know, branding's important, right?
Mm.
Well, if you are in L.A., you're going to have a tough time renting out your crappy apartments. C-R-A-P-I. And finally, in Brooklyn, there's a building. It was built in 1920. It was originally an industrial building that was converted to apartments in the early 1980s. I'm not sure how much luck they've had renting it out ever since. It is the X-Lax building.
Yeah, there it is. Run right over.
And it is used to be an X-Lax bottling plant. Do you think maybe change the name?
I think so.
I want to thank our friends, well, your friends, not mine, at curb.com for that.
Yeah, bet.
Yes.
Our regular feature is back, Tweet Tweet.
Yes.
Where we check our favorite tweet of the week.
We missed them.
Yes. Caprice Crane.
Yes.
Whack job par excellence that she is. Mm-hmm. She tweeted last week, a condom brand called...
Yeah.
I kid you not.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, it works. If it works, it works.
I don't know. What happens? You put it on, you get laughed at?
Well, You know, it's been a long time on the show since we visited the want ads, the classifieds for freelance writers. And we have a number of friends, you do, I do, who try to make a living that way, finding assignments for pay.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah, be forewarned, though, this being you can't make it up, these gigs ain't for everyone.
Not so much.
Some magazines and blogs looking for writers and editors. The title of this publication is called Edible Seattle.
Okay.
I think it's perfect timing since the state of Washington recently made marijuana, the medical variety, legal.
Yes.
You got the munchies in Seattle? You want to read Edible Seattle? It's published bi-monthly because no one could stand it weekly. We look for subjects, they say, that are both timely and traditional. They have special interest topics. Ready? Urban foraging.
Okay.
I'm not, I don't even want to know.
I don't know, no, no.
How about modern pantry? As opposed to what? And then there's another one that they say is only for advanced, you know, for serious writers. Back of the house.
Yeah.
Now, oh, by the way, I should point out, Edible Seattle pays a whopping 15 to 30 cents a word.
Well.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. I'm going to drop what I'm doing.
Remember the term entry level?
That's exit level for me.
Yeah. Here's another magazine. And by the way, I know someone who would be perfect writing for this.
Okay.
The title is called Black Apples.
Yeah.
It's a sister publication to Road Apples.
Mm-hmm.
Black Apples pays $120 per article.
Oh.
And what they are is they're an anthology of gothic fairy tales starring the classic fairy tale princess, but her ending is maybe not so happy. Her quest is perhaps more grim, and the darkness of the tale might just come from within.
Ooh.
Now, the princess might be someone we know, according to the notes from the editor, if you care to write for Black Apple, but she can also be a princess we've never heard of before. She may come from ancient times or far into the future. She can be the heroine or might not be. Maybe not even see her, but the story must somehow evolve around the fairy tale princess and or her role as such and have a sinister, dark twist. Here's what they're looking for, and then I'll tell you what they're not looking for.
Okay.
They're looking for people that write beautiful, sensuous, and sinister. What we're not looking for, we don't want pointless gore or splatter horror or plotless porn. And then they put in parentheses.
Yes.
Sex is okay.
Oh, fine.
Just not plotless porn.
Okay.
They say all in good taste or poetry. They're not interested in poetry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, Black Apple, they'll read submissions in English, Norwegian, and Swedish.
Thank you.
Here's another magazine. This is interesting. Twins magazine.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're currently accepting story pitches, they say, ideas and photos for the following columns. A word from Dad. A column, is it printable?
And the That's word the rhymes with...
Yeah. Fire truck. A column that is written by dads of multiples and gives readers an idea of what it's like parenting twins multiples from a father's point of view. And my question is, listen, you want the truth? Here's another category.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. What about people who've dated twins?
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah. That's Black Apple. That's the other magazine. Another compartment category you can write for in Twins magazine is called Double Takes. Double your pleasure, double your... You submit your twins' photos and challenge readers to guess whether the twins are identical or fraternal.
Yeah, that's a real
point. Oh, let me see. One's a boy, one's a girl. Let me guess. They're fraternal. Yeah, bing, bing, bing. Wow, that's worth whatever the newsstand price of. Here's one tough to pass up. Needed. Motivated blogger who loves feet.
What? Well, you'd admit to that?
In parentheses, it says from home. I think it means you write from home and not loving feet from home. Here's what the blog asks of you. If you're a motivated blogger who loves feet, are you a dedicated runner, podiatrist, or do you just know a lot about feet? That's what it asks. They say...
Does the word fetish appear anywhere in there?
No, it doesn't. Maybe one of the columns. They say, we're looking for a ghostwriter who can provide insightful articles on the various foot issues and problems associated with different professions, waitress, concierge, flight attendant, etc. The job pays $30 per well-researched and thoroughly analyzed 400-plus-word article. $30 for 400 words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have to thoroughly research it.
Uh-huh.
I guess that means now you're writing about feet.
That smell.
Dear Mr. Editor, I can't submit this week's column. They won't let me have any writing instruments in here.
Oh.
Let me out, screws. I was only looking at her feet. This will be a 5-article-per-week gig for a total of $150 per week. If interested, please send us a letter containing your relevant background knowledge and experience. And finally, a magazine for the every writer among us. The title? Writing Tomorrow. I'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
It reflects my freelance writing career.
Yep, yeah.
I want to thank Krista Barrett. She has no idea, but we stole these from her magazine. She's the editor-in-chief at writergazette.com. Mm? It's a real publication. They have actual ads that you may want to answer to, but I felt the need to tell you about the others.
I was going
to
say, they're looking for writers?
You ever done any freelance work, freelance writing?
That's all I do.
Well, yeah, but you have clients.
Okay, yeah. You mean like a magazine?
Submit to a magazine, yeah.
No, I've ghostwritten for clients who submit to magazines, but that's about it.
Anything about feet?
Not that I would admit.
Inches? I don't know. That's another magazine.
Yeah,
inches. That would be Black Apple, the dark side.
I thought Black Apple was a Microsoft publication.
It is. Black Ops. Did you save a moment of duh for us today?
Yes, I... Here it is. Okay. Yes, I did.
Here it is.
I feel like that anchor. Have a moment of duh for you. It's a driving safety tip of the week. Something different.
Okay.
And here it is. If you're driving along in your truck and your brakes fail, don't try the Fred Flintstone method of stopping the truck.
Yabba yabba do.
Fred, we're out of pterodactyl mouth.
Well, that's what happened to this poor schlub over in Lynn, Massachusetts. He's a 40-year-old Mark Reynolds.
Yeah.
And he was driving down some street in the city there, and the brakes suddenly stopped working on his 1987 Chevy truck. So he tried the Fred Flintstone method of opening the door and sticking his feet out to try and stop it. How'd that work out for
him? I'm not sure. How did it work out?
Not so good. So when that didn't work, he attempted to then turn his truck to an upward hill to kind of slow it down. But in the process, he had to lean to the side. And, of course, the door was open and he fell out. The truck didn't go uphill. It went downhill and ran over Mr. Reynolds.
Hey, go ahead, call that one in.
Yep. And the truck then went on its own, crossed the road, hit a fire hydrant, and finally came to a stop. So our Mr. Reynolds, the poor guy, was taken to a hospital. He was treated for what police actually described as a case of road rash.
Yeah.
You can only imagine.
On the brain.
And you know what? The poor guy, you got a feel for him. If he hadn't had a bad enough time already, he got a $35 citation from the cops for driving with defective equipment.
And hitting a pedestrian.
Yes.
You're despicable.
Can you get fined for running yourself
over? I'd call it hit and run, but I don't think he was in any shape.
Hey, what an idiot.
Oh, man. Only in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for show number 226. If this is your first visit to You Can't Make It Up Land.
I feel bad for you.
This is kind of what we do every Monday. Our significant others wonder what we do every Monday.
Yeah, we're sitting in the dungeons of our houses and we're talking and laughing to ourselves.
They stopped listening 225 shows ago. We want to thank you, seriously, though, for your donation. We're assuming you made one to Voices United for Veterans. You are helping homeless veterans reclaim their dignity and their lives. 1 in 4 homeless in America. And the numbers are almost as staggering in Canada. 1 in 4 homeless served America and Canada. Mm. If you have not yet helped our heroes, please donate today at VoicesUnitedForVets.org. And by the way, here's a confidential, important phone number. Confidential help for veterans and their families. 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. It's the nationwide Veterans Crisis Line operating 24/7. And on our way out, Kaylin and the title track from her debut EP, Fallen from the Sun. It'll back up over you and you'll get arrested.
There you go, yeah.
And because the Mayan calendar hasn't run out yet, we'll see you next week.
Well, we hope.
You used to lift me closer towards the sun. Now you're plucking out my feathers one by one.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2 canscomedy.com.
I'm sharpening my claws. My head is heavy. Pluck, pluck, pluck. We've fallen from the sun. I try to flip and fly back to our nest. Feathers I have left are the dripping red. The nest I built was made out.